Today's episode of Tech Talks on the Unsettled Media Podcast Network is brought to you by Tech Impact, focused on unlocking prosperity by embracing technology. For more, head to techimpact.it.
Unsettled. It's that time. Cue the Christmas holiday music. Wow, everybody, it's the end of the year, and what a year it was. How would you even try to describe 2020? Unimaginable, devastating, absolutely tragic, heartbreaking, yet collaborative, hopeful, inspiring, and transformational all at the same time. The unexpected happened, yet through it all, we came together, and I think we're all looking forward and looking ahead to 2021 like never before. Bring it on is what I'm saying here today. So I'm taking a couple of minutes to close out our podcast season by sharing my big five takeaways from 2020 here on our Tech Talk series. Listen, there have been some real glimmers of hope and success among the stress and the challenges. Never before have our unique advantages in Atlantic Canada been so clear. We have to celebrate all of the good that's happened. What shines brightest is how this remarkable year has confirmed our people's resilience and our industry's potential. The pandemic shone a light on our strengths, and it helped us see the way forward. Does that sound a bit cheesy? Yeah, I guess so, but it's true. This year brought more compassion and kindness in our everyday living, and I hope that continues into 2021. What a gift it would be for all of us. Hearing people's stories brings such insight into where they've been. We learn their personal perspectives. It also gives us an opportunity to pause because when we listen to their stories, something often resonates inside each of us. We relate in some way. So here are some personal reflections about what this year has confirmed to me. Off the top of the list is number one, our people are our superpower. You hear it all the time. This innovation community is supportive, it's welcoming, and it's sharing. Sometimes when something is repeated over and over, you question it. Is this really true or that special? Isn't it like this everywhere? Guess what? It's not. And the benefits of our culture of connection go beyond feeling good about being friendly. Our ecosystem's welcoming and generous nature results in a kind of altruism that's rare and authentic. People are willing to give of themselves for the greater good. That the people who surround you believe that your ability to stay, grow, and thrive is not only your success, it's their success. They are invested in you, and don't you forget it. That's pretty darn powerful. This year, we saw how this neighborliness is rooted in our broader culture here in Atlantic Canada. When COVID-19, the stay-at-home order, tested everyone's commitment to each other, we passed with flying colors and proved to each other that we are in this together. Number two, we are a remote work heaven. While city dwellers across the globe rattled their condo cages, New Brunswickers were enjoying room to move indoors and outside. And so were the rest of Atlantic Canada. For the price of a downtown flat in Toronto or Vancouver, a home with a home office and a door and with a water view is in reach here. Along with affordable housing and a competitive cost of living, the quality of life can't be beat with our cozy cities, good schools, and safe neighborhoods. As remote work and hybrid models are widely becoming accepted and the ability to work from anywhere increases, living and working here just makes sense. Though I do get a little tired of my home office every once in a while. Global companies can be based here and enjoy a lower cost of doing business and other advantages while still having an international workforce. And remote workers can swap condos and commutes for the Atlantic Canada good life. In a world where you can work anywhere, work here. It's affordable, beautiful, welcoming, and safe. We're halfway through. Number three, we are a small place where big things happen. Gordon Pitt's fantastic new book, Unicorn in the Woods, charted the thrilling rise of Radian 6 and Q1 Labs, the two biggest exits in New Brunswick's history, totaling in the vicinity of $1 billion. If you're still shopping for someone on your Christmas list, go in and pick it up. There's another fabulous book, Restacush, The Long Run of the Wild River by Philip Lee. Another great read for those of us tied to New Brunswick. A couple of people on my shopping list are getting that one as they dream of salmon fishing next summer. I digress. Back on track here to our tech scene. Today, those exits are still motivating founders as examples that it can happen here in Atlantic Canada. And then the darling of 2020 was Verafin. Wow, wow, and more wow. What else is there to say? The tech scene will be forever changed, particularly in Atlantic Canada and particularly in Newfoundland. I am sure the celebration continues without question. We punch above our weight for startup growth. And with our incubators and accelerators and funding partners, we've got the structure and support to do even more. While being located far from the center of things, according to some, has some drawbacks, it brings benefits, the space to work, and without the distraction of Southern California or the Waterloo scene. Our entrepreneurs aren't drinking from the same well as those in other dense tech locales. There's an independence of thought here. Plus, there's a culture of hard work, inventiveness, and resilience from coming up in a small and struggling place. We often shy away from talking about some of our challenges, but we shouldn't. It's made us stronger and more determined. Number four, our ecosystem is mature and resilient. A healthy ecosystem relies on a diverse mix of organisms, which is as true in the tech sector as it is in the natural world. Atlantic Canada is home to a thriving network of tech professionals, mentors, support organizations, and funding partners. Together, we are growing the industry and successfully incubating and accelerating new companies and building clusters of expertise. Our experience with building successful companies from idea to exit is significant. We know how to start up and scale up. Our entrepreneurial mindset and successes demonstrate the capability that's been building for over 20 years, with IT companies of all sizes working alongside locally headquartered multinationals to create a critical mass of technology excellence. Check out the Reflections of 2020, an Outlook for 2021 blog post on the Tech Impact website. That captures the thoughts of a handful of leaders you'll recognize from Atlantic Canada's tech scene. The consistency in their message is staggering. Sure, 2020 was rough, but we are coming out stronger and incredibly hopeful of what's ahead. People like Jeff White, Catherine Lockhart, Kendra McDonald, and others are featured in the post. Last but not least, number five, the future is bright. The pandemic has accelerated digital transformation, the way we learn, live, and work. What would have previously taken months, if not years, is happening in far shorter timelines. As every aspect of our lives becomes increasingly digital, opportunities abound, and we are ready. We have the people and talent. We have the infrastructure. We have the history. We have the companies. Our doors are open here in Atlantic Canada. We welcome your ideas, your culture, and all of your experience. You know, when we launched Tech Talks in the fall, I was excited about being able to tell more stories about the good work happening here, the people, and the potential of the Atlantic Canada tech scene. This show is absolutely a result of COVID-19, and we're going to continue on with these virtual conversations about our digital future into 2021. We've already got some shows ready to go in the new year. We've had men and women, young, and those of us with some gray hair too. We've had newcomers and those whose roots have been here all their lives in Atlantic Canada. That's what makes us such a diverse region. I'm really looking forward to sharing more stories and seeing where the conversation takes us in 2021. I promise you it will be about growth and opportunity and all that is possible here in Atlantic Canada. Thanks for listening and being part of the show.
Tech Talks is brought to you by Tech Impact. Learn more at techimpact.it. The podcast is hosted by Tech Impact CEO, Kathy Simpson. It's produced by me, Matt George. It's engineered by the great Zachary Peltier and is part of the Unsettled Media podcast network.